of the undisclosed location we were at, of course. It's just interesting seeing people doing all of that. And even though it's incredibly uncomfortable at times, they're smiling, right? They're singing, they're working together, and they're having a great time because it's the struggle that you share that counts. Mm.
And that's also, like you said, nobody gives you a handbook in school how to do this. And it's also, no one really tells you how to do it under pressure. Because like when you are out there, you're putting your neck out, like you never know what's going to happen. How are the police going to react? Are they going to be forceful or just let you do your thing? And then especially when you're doing it the first times, you're going to be a little bit nervous. And that shows, like, when you show a demonstration, it's like you said, it's a showcase of what you have done, and it's like showcase of all the effort you put it in and where you are as an organization. And I know the Nordic Resistance Movement gets a lot of this, like, what's the point of demonstrations? Why are you doing it? This is just a waste of time and so forth. But it is, you create, like, you take over a part of a city, and you show people what life could be. You could, like, Folkgemeinschaft, where people come together and just stand for what they truly believe in, that you don't need to always just pretend to agree with the current narrative and so forth. And people, like, seeing that on video and so forth, they can put themselves in a situation that here I'm sitting behind a computer screen and they're actually out there saying what I wish I could do myself, and that motivates them.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And I would echo that. It's from a position of comfort almost every time that critiques public actions. It critiques men going out into the real world and bearing their convictions for everybody to see. That comes from a position of a very privileged comfort, I might say. People who are unique in their ability to be not even on the sidelines, I would say, just mere distant observers. And of course, everybody who's come to our actions was at one point not active in the political sphere, you know. But it's a matter of how do you treat actions, you know, as someone who is learning about them, as someone who may not understand everything about them.